Hello, this is Mark with Mark and Daryl Show, heard every Sunday, 8 to midnight Eastern Standard Time on RantRadio.com. And this is the Drive to Work morning update. Well, this is, I guess, a special edition. It's going to be the last one I do till after Thanksgiving, because I am headed up north, and by up north I do mean up to northern Florida for a family get together for Thanksgiving, which is going to be very good. I haven't really spent much time with that part of my family in the last 5 or 6 years, so it's going to be interesting. And, well, on with the news. Let's see. Well, we got a problem. My news updater thing didn't update for today's news, so I'm going to have to go from memory. Let's see. The news has been dominated this morning by how much traffic we're going to be having driving around because of Thanksgiving. So look out for that traffic. I don't understand why TV stations, especially national level cable news networks, find it necessary to focus in on even the most inane parts of this. They spent at least 2 minutes on a story talking about how LaGuardia Airport was backed up when they showed a live picture of it. The traffic going into that. Maybe someone could explain that to me. I'm not certain as to why that is so important for us all to know how New York's traffic patterns are going. I mean, it's common sense if you live in America that on a major holiday there's going to be a lot of traffic. But maybe I'm just gifted. Not everybody can be as smart as me. If you missed it last night, Dan Rather announced his stepping down in March. Like I briefly mentioned on the podcast last night, there is, I think this we can call it a victory for new media. This proves it doesn't really prove much that we didn't already know, but it does prove that new media not only is more effective at reporting the news and coming to facts and checking their own facts as a unit, but it also proves that old media is affected by the patterns of what goes on in the internet world. What would have happened if blogs didn't exist, for instance, and Dan Rather went forward with that story? It could have even changed the outcome of the election. So, with that as a backdrop, I really do believe that we should all take a moment to pat ourselves on the back and ushering in a new age of responsible journalism. And that's all I got right now. There seems to be some sort of accident in front of me, and I'm going to sign off. Maybe I'll talk to you guys a little bit later today. If not, I'll see you after the holidays. Deuce.